Current State on WKAR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mark Bayshore. What's being billed as the nation's largest gay college conference will be held this weekend in Lansing, the Midwest Bisexual, Lesbian, Gay, Transgender Ally College Conference. Expects 2,000 people to attend at the Lansing Center. It was organized by students from Michigan State University and is open to all college students. There will be keynote speakers and dozens of workshops along with entertainment. WKAR Scott Pohl talked with MSU student Erica Scheckel, an organizer of the event. She says that while the issue gay marriage gets a lot of media attention, it's only one issue of importance to college students.
A lot of students actually are working on initiatives on their campuses for gender-neutral housing, so which is of particular importance to transgender students, as well as a preferred name policy, which again is also important to transgender students. Some of them are also working on things like funding for the LGBT resource centers, if they even have one, or establishing those, as well as establishing queer studies programs and things like that. So those are sort of the main issues that a lot of students are working on at their campuses.
For the most part, I would assume that marriage is in the future, or mm-hmm. the notion of marriage is in the future for these students. And so that's why I wondered if it was something that was the concern today, like, again, the media might have us think it is.
Marriage equality is certainly highly symbolic and incredibly important. But it is just one of very many very important issues. There's things like in Michigan in particular, you can be fired for being gay or transgender. There aren't employment discrimination protections for sexual orientation or gender identity. And so employment discrimination is really important, as well as a whole host of different issues, adoption rights, all kinds of things. And a lot of them are really tied together. But marriage is the more symbolic of them and the one that gets more attention, but there are so many different issues that are, you know, as important, if not more important.
Let's talk about one of those other issues that is getting a lot of attention right now and the degree to which it's catching fire, so to speak, with the college-age population, and that mm-hmm. has to do with scouting. This week, the scouts putting off a vote on allowing gay scouts and gay scout leadership. Is that an issue that college students are following, and what are you hearing about that?
Yeah, it's gay scouting is definitely an issue that college students are talking about. I have a number of friends, gay male friends, who were in Boy Scouts. I know people who were in Girl Scouts. And Girl Scouts currently is more accepting of individuals who are LGBT, not only a lesbian or bisexual, but also transgender. And that's been in the news a little bit. But Boy Scouts haven't been, because it's a private organization, it hasn't allowed gay individuals to openly participate in it. Although certainly, as proven by my friends, they've been in Boy Scouts. So it's very interesting, especially because it's a religiously affiliated organization. And even religiously affiliated organizations are starting to rethink their positions on different things and sort of begin to open up their arms to the LGBT community.
You touched on other issues that are of importance to gay and lesbian students and transgendered students. Mm-hmm. And so I want to make sure we talk about at least one or two of them. And it seems to me that housing issues on a college campus might be one mm-hmm. of them. Maybe not. I don't know if it's the issue aside from the others that we've talked about, but housing. Talk about how that's important to this group of students.
Yeah, gender-neutral housing is really important, particularly for transgender students or students who just aren't comfortable being in the same room with someone who is the same sex as them, and they might actually be in the process of transitioning. So it could be a really awkward situation. And so even actually at MSU, we just started a pilot program, I believe it was last year, for gender-neutral housing. It's only currently open to sophomore students and above, and it's only in certain select residence halls. But we're very much hoping that that program will expand to all of the residence halls. And so a lot of students are working on issues like that because there are a number of students who want to be in a living situation where they're comfortable. And if they're not in a living situation that's comfortable, then they might not be able to be as successful as they could be. So it's certainly an important issue, and it definitely affects their, you know, their academic performance.
How welcoming or unwelcoming would you say Michigan State is in two groups, the student population and faculty, staff, administration?
In my opinion, I think MSU is an incredibly welcome place. We had actually a campus climate study a couple years ago, and the study took place at MSU, but also a number of other universities. It was a nationwide study, and MSU is actually one of the most welcoming universities in the country, which is something we're really proud of. And just simply the fact that we have an LGBT resource center on our campus. We have an LGBT study abroad program. I actually was one of the ones who went on the first program last summer. And we have a number of other things that are moving forward. And we have 14 to 16 LGBTA organizations on our campus, including an organization for queer Christians, for people of color. We have a gay fraternity and a number of other organizations. So it's certainly very supportive.
I wanted to ask you if there's an active community of allies, straight allies, mm-hmm. on the campus.
Yeah, certainly. Even in the student organizations I work with, there are so many allies. I honestly don't know if someone is LGBT identified or if they're an ally. And to a great degree, it really doesn't matter because we're all on the same page and we do believe in fairness and equality and just being people and being friends and being college students. And there's a large number of allies who are in leadership, even leadership positions, not just part of the General Assembly, but leadership positions in these organizations. And even in the conference that I'm organizing, we have a number of allies.
Erica Scheckel is one of the organizers of the Midwest Bisexual, Lesbian, Gay, Transgender Ally College Conference in Lansing Friday night and also Saturday and Sunday at the Lansing Center. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.